Okay, thank you everyone for joining on, and happy November. This is Tiffany Pasek, and hopefully I get a chance to meet all of you sometime real soon in the near future, but you are part of this awesome team, our team called TNT, which stands for Today, Not Tomorrow. And so we do this call on the first Wednesday of every month just to kind of start off the month with our team and kind of share some things happening and be able to connect. And one of my favorite parts is always just kind of hearing everybody calling from all over. And we've got a really good things lined up tonight. And, you know, right now is really crazy good time with It Works. And I know some of you, you know, I heard some of our long-term family on the phone tonight. And I know I heard some new names on the line tonight. And if you joined on this adventure with us, we obviously want to welcome you to this great family and this awesome business that you've become a part of, and really just let you know that you're really in the right place at the right time. And we know that as, you know, new products coming out on Friday, which is really exciting. We just had a new product launch in September. You know, many of us are gearing up for our conference, which was released last month and literally sold out in 100 hours, you know, with about 15,000 people. And so we're going beyond a billion. And so if you're new to this business, or maybe you're new to our company, there's not a lot of companies out there, number one, doing what we're doing right now in the industry, but number two, doing what we've already done. And this is really just the beginning. And when I can sit and think about, you know, how this business started, you know, 15 years ago with, you know, It Works, getting off the ground, and really where we've come today, and our journey even just over the last 5 years, you know, to think about, I got introduced to this with Tammy Dempsey, who, you know, she's the number one money earner in the company. So if you, you know, don't know her name, you know, definitely get to know her name and follow her on, you know, Facebook and YouTube and some of the things that she does, because she's, you know, our upline leader and mentor. And literally when I met her, you know, just over 5 years ago, she'd been in this business about 4.5, 5 years. And, you know, to look where she's at now, almost 5 years later, you know, she's a millionaire and, you know, earning a really phenomenal monthly income, you know, six figures monthly. And to just think about this is what's possible. And just to know that, you know, even in the next 5 and 10 and 15 years, this ride for literally all of us is truly just beginning. And that's a really exciting thing. And we have a really unique opportunity. And obviously feel very grateful and very blessed. And some of you may or may not have been following or know it, but we had a one team, one mission here literally like last week in South Bend, or maybe the week prior, I don't know, the 20th of the month. So, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago now. And there's one team, one mission, which really is stands for, you know, OTOM, one team, one mission. And this is an event that the company does that's gives everybody a chance to kind of invite people to. So if you've not been to one yet, I strongly encourage you. It's a chance to kind of come out, hear about the wrap, hear about the product, obviously hear success stories and things like that. And if you've never been to one, you need to go just to experience it and see the success of the company and see the culture. But they're also a really great chance that you can invite guests to, whether you're telling them from across the country that they should go check this out, or if you're there with them taking them. And I know, you know, down in North Carolina, they've got one going on tomorrow. I know out in L.A. this weekend, in California, they're doing it at It Works University, and anybody who's everybody out on the West Coast is going to be there. And I know Tammy Dempsey is going to be down in Sarasota, Florida, like next week. And we've got Kyler Pentecost coming into the Midwest and South Bend. And so there literally are so many things that everybody can connect into get the bigger picture of this company. And truly, our company wouldn't be what it is today without a lady that hopefully all of you know. If you don't, it means you're totally spanking brand new. But Pam Souter, who's the co-founder of the company. And literally when I started, you know, just over five years ago, she was one of the first people. She was at the very first event that I went to. She, you know, basically got this crazy rap business started. If it weren't for her with, you know, Mark and Cindy Pentecost, we would not have the opportunity or the business that we do today. And, you know, she, those of you going to the conference, you know, you'll see her on stage with, you know, 15,000 people. And we got the unique and amazing opportunity that she came to South Bend for a one team, one mission. You know, we try to annually set something up where someone from corporate can come in in our area outside of hosting our own. And, you know, we did a private little lunch here at the house with qualified Diamonds and Above to be able to just spend some time with her with leadership. And Pam Sauter, you know, spent years wrapping people. You know, she's wrapped more people than probably all of us combined on this phone. You know, she's traveled all across the country and the world, you know, talking about It Works. And literally, you know, when they talk about starting It Works 15 years ago, you know, it was like all of us starting our very first business, you know, starting our own It Works business, you know, going and wrapping people and sitting in living rooms doing parties. And, you know, I remember when I went double diamond a few years ago, and we actually were like so excited. We had a packed room of, you know, 35 people at a little Comfort Suites hotel, you know, in Stevensville, Michigan, and this is before It Works got to the grand state of where we're at now, you know, doing, you know, over 500, 600 million in sales annually, you know, going beyond a billion. And, you know, we thought we were like, woohoo, we're going crazy. And, you know, these are exciting times, and those were exciting times. And we had the chance to have her here in our home, which really we say, you know, our home is the house that Raps built, because, you know, this home and this lifestyle and what we're doing today is all a result of our team and our family and this type of business and some of the people that you're going to get to hear from tonight. So I thought, you know, how great it was that we had that opportunity. And I wanted you to hear from some of our leaders, because some of them, you know, just the messages they sent, what they had said, and just you could just see the looks on their faces, you know, of what went on. With Pam Sauter sitting here with us with such an intimate small group with our leadership. And so I want to kick it off tonight just with them sharing, because we're going to give you some tips to build through the holidays. We're going to talk about some of their, you know, striking moments, aha moments that really happened for them that will cause a shift. And some of them have been in the business for 5 years from when we started, and, you know, some of them not as long, but really just some of the things they said, if you can grasp a hold of some of these tips and some of these moments and some of the insight that they had, you all on the stone literally can take months, if not years, off your business. And I think that that's just crucial. So I thought how great that we could have some of our leaders and our best friends be able to pour into all of you tonight some of the things that they had experienced. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Lisa, are you on the line?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay, there you are. So, yes, I can. Okay, so Lisa Callahan, just so you guys all know, if you haven't heard, is a double diamond. She came to my very first wrap party when everybody else backed out. And Lisa was sent over from my friend Sally, who signed up, and Sally's a presidential in our business. And she was going on vacation but told Lisa that Lisa had to come. And so Lisa was the only one that showed up. So when you all have these people that just one shows up, you never know who that one person could be, because Lisa has turned her business into a, you know, a business that does over $1 million a year in business, which is exciting. So a multi-million dollar business. And you literally, Lisa, the thing that struck me is you literally said, this was the best day I've had in this business in 5 years. So tell everybody, like, what happened for you here with Pam Sauter. Take a few minutes to share that.
Well, hi, everyone. It's kind of hard to sum up because the whole day was so incredible. But first of all, to even have found, I think what struck me on my way there to spend the day with her and with everybody, all the leaders, and with you, Tiffany, is that, you know, we have this incredible opportunity. And to look at, you know, the population of the world and that we have found this amazing, incredible opportunity to change our lives, and the things that have happened in my life since I started are just, it's indescribable. But then again, on top of that, to be able to spend a day with Pam Sauter, and she is so wise. She's been in the industry so long, and she just has such wisdom. And it was overwhelming almost to realize how special that was. And, you know, I've been a part of this company for about a little over five years. And the amount of growth in general over the years has been just incredible from a personal standpoint, from not only my financial challenges before to how things are today, but just how I am as a person, and the changes in me emotionally, physically, spiritually have changed me. You know, everything has changed me incredibly. But when sitting with Pam Sauter in Tiffany's house, it's just, it's surreal because she's obviously just like any one of us, but you know that she is extraordinary. And she just exudes this confidence, this belief. You can just tell she is someone who truly believes in this business, and I'm sure you're going to hear from everybody tonight. She did say she could drop into any city in the United States and build a diamond in 30 days, and that's just incredible, her belief level. But one thing that really also struck me is that she sat there with us up in Tiffany's upper room and said that, you know, she's just like any of us, has those days where she crawls under the covers too, and she just wants to stay there, and she has to unwind and kind of reset herself. So she's a real human being. She's an amazing, wonderful woman. Now, during our time there, she took two different opportunities we had to fill out 3x5 inch cards with one of the questions was just a question that we could ask her, and the other time was something that, like one of our fears or our biggest fear. And then she went through them all and answered them. And she gave us so much more information than what we even put out there. It was incredible. But I'm just going to pick a few things because I know there's several people on the line that want to speak as well. The first thing that really stood out to me is she talked about balance and how there really is, we always talk about balance in our business. And being a single parent myself, you know, that's just, there is no balance. And that's what she said. There is no balance because everything is fluid. Things are always changing. We all have homes and families and maybe jobs and all sorts of other things that go on in our life, and it's a struggle to try to balance, to try to make everything work. And, you know, working moms have known that for many, many years, that that's just a challenge. But she said that that's good because we're either growing or we're not growing, and obviously we want to be growing. So the balance that we're looking for, obviously we're looking to increase our business and grow our business, influence others, help other people, and we work this into our life, but the balance part of it is never going to be this exact balance that I think a lot of us actually look for. Another topic that she talked about, or just something that she shared, was 15,000 people every single day turn 18 years old in this country. 15,000 people. And I know so many times we have people say, oh my gosh, the market's saturated, or everybody's doing this. But you know what? That's absolutely not true. There's 7 billion people on this planet. And the fact that 15,000 a day are turning 18, you know, we have so many people that we can talk to. I just thought those numbers were incredible. A third thing that she spoke about that I really loved was to decide if you're going to do this, you're going to work with the people who want to run. You're going to work with the people that want to work, and you're going to say, I'm doing this no matter what. I'm going to do this. If they don't want to, that's okay, but we're going to do it anyway. And sometimes I know in our home, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, or with, you know, maybe some of their teams, they're not working and they want them to work. It's okay. People are going to go their own pace, and it's okay. But we want to run with the people that run, and we're going to decide ourselves to do this no matter what. Another thing is that we are our energy source. So, you know, when I'm looking at other people to pump me up, I need to pump myself up. I need to draw from within. I need to do personal development. I need to focus on what I need to do to get done what I need to get done. So we are our own energy sources. And then the other thing, the last one I'll share is, she said, go big and then go bigger. Dream huge. You know, and this is true. Mark Pentecost has a vision for this company and for us for many, many, many years to come. The compensation plan that we have is absolutely incredible. There are going to be people that are making $1 million a month. And while that might not be everybody's dream or everybody's goal, just know that there is so much for us to just go out and get. This is the time right now, you know, and I've been in network marketing for, about 25 years, and I've never been in a company that went through momentum, and this is what we're going into right now. So this is where we really have to work, we really have to push, because we're going to ride that wave, and this company is going to make a lot of millionaires, and we are just getting started. So, you know, I believe there's going to be millions of millionaires. There, you know, at some time, there's going to be so many people that are making incredible amounts of money and can do so many awesome things that change other people's lives. This is an incredibly unique company, and it has something so special that I've never experienced before. So, again, just having her there, on and on. I have pages and pages of notes. Those are just a couple of the highlights, but just being in her presence, like I said, it's just like, you know, you're with greatness there. She is just so humble and kind and calm, but she's so wise. She's so wise. And it was just an amazing, incredible day, Tiffany, and evening. We had a great evening, too, with the One Team, One Mission. So, you know, if you're on this call, just know you are in the right place at the right time. And just don't give up. Keep working. Keep plugging away. Keep believing in yourself. And just share this with everybody you can.
Love it. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you for being such an important part of our team. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, next we'll go to one of your important parts of the team. So, Carrie, I think I heard you log on. Carrie Spencer. Did I hear you? Are you there? Are you muted? Carrie? Okay, I'm not hearing Carrie. All right, do you want to text?
I'll text.
Okay. All right, well, let's shoot over to Beth. I know I heard you on the phone, Beth.
Hello?
Hi. Okay, Double Diamond, LaPorte, Indiana. Been with us a few years, almost 3 years, and went diamond quickly, which is pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of people come in this, and they just don't know where these superstars and the team are going to come from, but you know, you came in because of Sally who found Lisa and Lisa who found Val, and just the chain kept going. And I know you, like, really had a breakthrough. So tell everybody a tidbit or two from that day and share.
Oh, my gosh, Tiffany, thank you for having me on this call. Oh, I wish everyone could have stood next to her like I had the opportunity of doing, because I literally felt like I was levitating. It was amazing. She's just so, I mean, first of all, had I not gone there, I probably would have, you know, if I would have known about it, I would have been in, like, FOMO, which is fear of missing out, because these are things that you work hard for, knowing you don't know that they're coming, but when they do, you're just, oh, my gosh, I get to go to something like that. And that was such an honor to be a part of, so thank you for that. And then in the room with all these people, you know, I've never been a part of something where women got along and they liked each other. And Pam taught us a lot about that and how perspective. And, you know, sometimes women are mean to one another, and she taught us really where when we start talking about the empowerment of each other, it starts with Pam. And even our own home lives and husbands and kids, you know, she just taught us. She coached. She mentored. You know, one of the things that she said was, you know, get the word rebuilding and maintaining out of your vocabulary. Just let it go. You're always brand new. And that feeling right there when she said that, I felt these chills like, yes, you know, I'm a big person of changing verbiage, and I just needed to hear that, and once I heard it, it's like my business has become brand new all over again, and I'm feeling like I did when we first got in. And if I just keep feeling that way, I will not ever be rebuilding, maintaining, doubting, having fear, anything like that. And she said, your business will change if you bring in 5 to 10 new distributors in 30 days. And she is so right. I cannot believe what's happening. In just 2 weeks in my business, I'm blown away, because I had already known October was going to be great, but with her being there, it was like this. I feel like I'm like just walking on air every single day, because I'm just so excited. And you can't not be. You know, Lisa said about momentum, and maybe some people, if you're brand new, don't know what that means, but just know that you have to keep that excitement. I mean, it's just fire in your belly that you're like, I do not know what this is, but you live off of that, because that is what is amazing about this business, is just keep being excited.
True story. Without excitement, you get nowhere. So, and you had a fireball month last month, and you know, you always have fire, and that's one of the things that I admire about you. It's like, you know, we all have bad days, but you just always have this fire about your business. So, and I know you're always great for, you know, not thinking out of the box, because you always kind of follow what's taught, but, you know, what are, you've been through a couple holidays with us, so what's a tip you could give everybody to, like, move through, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and move through the holidays building?
Well, I'll tell you what, I love online shopping, but right now, you know, people are out there and they are spending money. And so, and they're going into debt and they have no idea how they're doing it. And they know when they get their taxes, these people are just banking on getting their taxes. And I was there. There were times that during this time of year, you know, my husband and I, we didn't pay bills, or we didn't pay something. We foregoed it because we knew we were going to get our tax check, and we could just catch up with it because we wanted to be able to buy for our kids or for each other or whatever it was. So you have to go out there, and you have to be talking to more people than you've ever talked to before. In this time, it's like they're just flocking to you. You know, if you're excited and you're like, this is what I have to do, and you say before you leave out that door, I'm going to talk to 10 people today. If your normal is 5, then you need to up it and you need to double it. You're going to say, I'm going to talk to 10 people today. I will tell you what, you'll talk to one person, and then 4 will just come over to you. And that's the belief level that Pam gave me as well. And it is happening. And so these holidays, I'm almost like shaking every day when I go outside, because I know that people are just coming to me. And that is such the truth. That's what we all want. I mean, everybody shake their heads right now and say, yes, you're right. I just want people to come out of the woodwork and come on over. On Monday night, people knock on the door asking me about at work. That's what's happening right now, because we're talking to so many people. And that is the dream. I dreamt of that before. And that is so exciting. So forego online shopping and start getting out there. And if you don't have money to spend, just walk around. And if you're on fire, they will come to you, I promise.
Yep, true story. I love it. The honey hole. You found the honey hole.
That's what I say, the honey hole.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Beth. And I did hear that Carrie is on. So, Carrie Spencer, do I officially get to hear you? Carrie Spencer? We're having just a challenge with Carrie, because Lisa said she was on.
I thought she was.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go to Tina. I know Tina's out in Texas. And Tina Kilburn, another one that's been with us since literally, like, my first week or two in the business. Had a rockin' party. Great start. Double diamond. Again, phenomenal team all across the country. And, you know, Tina, you know, has been with us for a while. But I know, you know, some questions she had, some breakthroughs that she had for what she's doing and building. It's just really been great. So, Tina, I know you always have such excitement and enthusiasm to share, and I just appreciate you so much always. And for those of you that don't know, Tina's posting a lot like Beth in the Team TNT page, so many of you probably could pick up without even seeing Beth's face, Beth's voice. But Tina's another one. She does a lot of the Motivational Monday. So, Tina, I'm so glad you flew in from Texas for that. I knew you wouldn't miss it, because you never miss anything. But tell us your experience being with Pam Sauter for a day.
I'm cloud nine. Thank you, Tiffany. Thanks for that invite. That was amazing. That was such an honor. And, yes, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So, you have to stay plugged in. So I'll fly from Houston for that one. I'm just going to go through my notes, because there is so much, and everything that Beth said and everything that Lisa said is written down here. So what really was awesome, and I know Beth just said this, belief. That was the first thing that came out of Pam's mouth, was the belief. And her belief, if we could all just have her belief, even if we're brand new. And I remember being told this 5 years ago when I started. I remember people telling me, I know you don't know, and you don't really believe, and you don't have all that belief, but just take Mark Pentecost's belief. Take Pam Sauter's belief. They're still here. This company is going places. This company is going, I think it was millions back then. Now we know it's beyond a billion. So we have to have their belief because we are in the right place at the right time. But it was neat that the first thing she said was to have that belief. And, you know, another thing that she had said, and I'm seeing this with my team. My team is on fire right now, and I think it's because I'm on fire because she said we have to wake up every morning and just decide. And that is the decision that we make every day. We have to wake up and decide we're going to be happy. We have to wake up and decide we're going to be on fire. We're going to be excited. And, you know, there's going to be times where we just need to rejuvenate and we're overwhelmed and we've got to take that break. And I think that was something I had somebody come to stay with me for a week. And that was awesome. I love that I can do that for my team. But it is a decision that we make every day. Life is going to happen and everybody has the same hours in a day. And we have to decide. And she also had said, you know, we have to get our charts out. Get those charts out and see it and believe it and see names in there and know that people are joining your team and allow the floodgates to open. Sometimes we're holding ourselves back. We're not allowing that to happen. So get those charts out and look at them. And if you're brand new and you're too afraid to look at a diamond chart, then get the ruby chart out because that's what we're all about right now. And they brought the ruby bonus back. So just get that ruby chart out and put those names in there. Get your 100 lists out. Another thing is we are business owners. And I think that is a really hard thing for a lot of people to understand. I didn't understand this 5 years ago because I had another job. I had a JOB. And I didn't get it. Like, this is your business, you guys. Mark Tinnicott and Pam Souter are the owners, and it's like you're in business, but you have a multi-million dollar business behind you that's got your back. But you are a business owner, so treat this like a business. What do business owners do? You know, in the beginning of our business, we get up and go to work, and we have to go to work every day. And that was a big shift that I needed that's really happened in my life since that day, too, is I get up every morning now, and I don't turn the TV on, and I do a power hour. I have 1 hour that I am watching Periscope training. I'm watching YouTube videos. I'm making phone calls. I am just 1 hour in the morning every day, a power hour that I am using my time very, very wisely. That was a huge shift for me. I felt like I was doing a lot of stuff, but I wasn't getting a lot done. So I needed to refocus. And she says, there is nothing wrong with this business. This business works, obviously. They've been here for 15 years. So if something's not working in your business, you have to be brave enough to look in the mirror and realize that it's us. We have to see that it is us, and we might need to change a few things because it works. It works, works. The product works, the business works, it's us. We can do anything we set our minds to it. This is very powerful. Our minds, we have to say it and believe it and just know it. And you have to do this. You just have to do this every day. She said to focus on you, be selfish enough to build your business. So sometimes I think there's some of us, and I am very guilty of this, and all my friends that know me in this, I want to help everybody out. So I'm always helping and nurturing and loving on everybody, and I think that's really important. But sometimes that was something that I had. That was a shift for me. I have to learn to be selfish enough to focus on me. This is my business. This is for my family. I'm creating a legacy. So all of you need to do the exact same thing. Be selfish enough to focus on you. Figure out what you got to do and run your business. Let's see. You have to do it. So if you have one person on your team, you have to do it. And they need to see that you're doing it. And that's where they're going to get their belief. The way you help other people is to show them. So we just have to show people on our team what we're doing because they're all watching us. And one of the things I thought was really cool that she did say is, you know, and you guys, you know this, and if you're brand new, you might not know this, but you're always going to hear all of us tell you to stay plugged in. You have to stay plugged in with our team pages, with these calls, with getting to events, the little trainings in the area, the big events, you have to stay plugged in. And what I thought was really cool that she had said was even her and Mark and Mike have to stay plugged in with each other because they have their own homes and their own families and they go their separate ways, but they have to come together on a weekly basis. They have to come together, meet together, and draw off of each other and feed off of each other and get plugged in. So if that's the owner of our company, that's our CEO, that's our chief network officer. I mean, they're the core of this company. They have to stay plugged in. So you think if they have to stay plugged in, we surely have to stay plugged in. So I thought that was really cool. And then, you know, let's show our families what we can do. We can do this. You guys just got to set your minds to it. You know, if you say you can do it, you've got to get up in the morning, and my team is growing. I'm building an empire. I'm great at getting loyal customers. I'm great at getting distributors. I'm building a team. Even if it's not happening, you say that every day and watch what happens to your business. So I'm on fire. My team's on fire. I'm excited. Obviously, you can hear that. And thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for all you do.
I love it. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much. Marietta Miller, are you on?
Hi.
My first presidential and chauffeur of the Pam Souter, which is so cool. And yeah, I know, you know, we worked together, you know, years before in another company too, and you know, we dreamt of days like that, you know, that we could actually hang out with the owners. And so I know for you it was super duper impactful. So tell everybody.
Well, it was. It was incredible, like everybody else has said, and it really is hard to put into words, but, you know, getting to pick her up and getting to just talk with her in the car from the hotel to your house. Thank you for having me on the call, by the way. And thank you for asking me to pick her up. I was so excited. I just couldn't even wait. But she just exudes excellence. Like, that woman has a spirit of excellence. You can tell that she just is so calm in her knowing. She just has a calm knowing about her that she just exudes that out. Like, you can feel her energy. You can feel the powerhouse that she is. And when we look at, she did 6 years in a previous company before she started with It Works. She was very successful in a network marketing business of that she was an independent distributor of. And then 15 years with It Works. And there's no way that a company can get to where they are without struggles. And without and going through those struggles and overcoming those is what makes us the successful, energetic, powerful people that we can become. And it was just so awesome for me to be able to see what's possible. And she just doesn't let anything rattle her. She's very good at letting go. And allowing the good, letting go of the bad and allowing the good to come in. And she told me a story on the way of how something had happened when the company was 4 years old. She was walking along the beach just ranting to God about what everything that was going wrong in this business. Like, why are people quitting? Why is everybody this? And she's using a lot of everybody's and always's and never's. And she said she felt like God just stopped her and shifted her around and turned her towards the ocean, and she saw this vision of, as wide as her arms were outstretched across the ocean, just this mass of people coming towards her in slow motion, and she heard this voice say, allow them to come in. And she said she realized in that moment that she had to let go of the people that she was wanting to do this business, that weren't wanting it. She was wanting it more for them and they were wanting it for themselves, and they became a dead weight to her. She had to let them go, love them where they're at, stop wanting it more for them, and allow the people that wanted it to come in. And she said that was like one of the most monumental shifts of the whole entire 15 years for her. And she's become really, really good at letting go of anything that's dead weight. Not that people are dead weight, but we love them where they're at. Sometimes people are. Sometimes we have to choose not to align ourselves with certain people if they don't choose to, you know, if they're negative or whatever. But it's the dead weight that we put on ourselves by wanting it more for people than they want it for themselves. And so, like Lisa said, working with the people who want it. And she's just gotten really, really good at letting go of dead weight and allowing the good to come in. And I think that it was just so impactful for me to see what's possible. That, you know, Pam was born just like the rest of us, And we can become that amazing in our own self. And it simply is by learning that, you know, like she said, we are our own energy source for our business, but we get our energy and our power from our source, which is God, our maker, and that we can stay tapped into that and become an amazing energy source for people around us. It was one of the most incredible days. I still have trouble putting it into words, but it's like Amy said, you know, Amy Cartwright got to be there, and she said it was the best day ever, 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 ever. And it just felt like that. It felt like the best day ever, 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 because she just was anything that we brought up, you could tell she'd either been through it or knew somebody that had it. And it wasn't that she was never boastful, never proud. She was very humble, but she just got it. When she was talking about Death Valley, we could tell we're not the first people that hit Death Valley that she's helped, you know, that she's helped. And so it was just, I don't even know how to really put it into words, but it was just absolutely incredible, enlightening, amazing beyond words. And I'm so excited to know what is possible for us as human beings when we learn to let go and allow the good to come in.
Wow, so true. And I didn't, you know, here, I'm taking notes, like, hopefully like everybody else is, you know, but just that story, which is so powerful because you can totally see her telling the story and see the story as it's being told, so that's awesome. So I love it, absolutely love it, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And last but not least, Terry Spencer.
Terry Spencer, can you hear me?
You really exist. I was beginning to think you're like a figment of my imagination. Oh, we have you. Okay, good. And this is so cool because Carrie Spencer, she's Diamond on Lisa's team, which is what I was going to have originally talk after Lisa. You know, you've been on this journey for 5 years or so with us, and you were like the very first green carpet that we all went to, which I don't even know when that was now, but it was a while ago, and we just had the best time. And you know, you've watched the business, and you've had, you know, your growth and your trials, like all of us. And you know, you've persisted, you know, with a successful business and everything else. So, but I feel like you really had a major breakthrough, so much so that Pam Satter even posted with you. Which, how cool is that? So, tell everybody, because I feel like you just had something really powerful happen for you that day.
Well, you know, springboarding off of what all the other ladies said, I mean, it was just magical. And I'm typically not one that's going to get starstruck, but man, that day I was. And I could even go as far as to say I totally have a girl crush on Pam Satter. I mean, just so awesome. And all the things that the ladies shared, you know, that she's just so loving and giving, but yet, like a mama bear, you know, she put it to us straight. If we wanted to know something, she would turn and say, can you take it if I say it? But she said everything, you know, with love and you know, tough love that many of us need. You know, I have been on this journey for a while, and it's been really humbling and hard for me. I do have a huge ego. It's just who I am, and I felt like Pam just spoke to every single one of us, like eye to eye, at the level we were at individually. Even though she was speaking to us up as a group, it just felt like she was just connecting to each one of us. And when we got to the question about ego, I just swear, I felt like she just looked straight at me and knew that that was my question, or my biggest fear and something that was holding me back was my ego. And I know she always says, get over yourself. And I thought I understood that, but I didn't understand that until that day, and I got to listen to her and talk. But yeah, I actually got caught in the adventure, and I posted a picture of Pam and I, and since I left that meeting, it is just insane. I have people that have literally risen from the dead and have called me up from my business past and want to get back active again. I've had loyal customers call me just out of the blue. I've had people call me that I haven't talked to seriously maybe in 3 years or something like that. They're just watching me on Facebook. They're watching my adventure, things like that. It's like the power of attraction that Pam was talking about. So immediately in my notes, I had homework from Pam, what I want in a teammate. And so I went home and I made this big list, You know, and there's tons of things on the list, you know, motivated, honest, always improving, playful, fun, crazy, you know, not shy, things like that. And then she said, after we make that list, you better look at that list and you better be that list. And that just hit really home for me. I'm a lot of those things, but there's some of those things that I was expecting out of people that I wasn't even doing. And, you know, we always say steps to success and blitz, rep, and repeat and all those things. We need to be doing all those things. But for all those other qualities, if I can't truly stand and say I'm that, then how could I ever expect anybody with me on my team or in my journey to be fulfilling those, you know, those shoes if I can't fill those shoes? So I got real serious about my business at that point and the shift I was going to take. But the biggest thing that I did when I say serious, I actually mean I decided to start having fun again and just being excited. And I knew that Pam Sauter had enough belief for all of us. And then I got that belief. And she was kind of like, Pam was the third person that kind of, I got to sit down with Mark before in the very, very beginning. My husband and I actually sat at a table with Mark Pentecost and had a drink and talked. And then we got Mike Petillo when I turned Diamond and he came in for our VIP party. And then I got this opportunity to see Pam up close and personal. And it was just like that, it just sealed the deal for me totally that I am in the right place. I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep learning. I'm excited. I can't wait to. I have not slept in a day since we saw Pam. I'm up at like 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm excited. I can't wait for what the day is going to hold because I know I'm going to get phone calls, text messages, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just been insane and crazy, and I'm just loving it. I am never going to quit this. I, yes, have been in for almost 5 years, and we feel like we've been kind of idle at Diamond, but I know that the reason I've been idle at Diamond was because I wasn't ready yet, and I'm ready now. So I was just so excited when I got that message from Pam Sauter that she wanted to feature me. I literally thought I was in trouble. So, and then she's like, oh my gosh, you're never in trouble. I just want to talk about your aha moments and stuff. So it was just huge, and I just thank you, Tiffany, so much because you have really done a great job conveying how the company and corporate feels about all of us. And, you know, that day I knew that Pam, when I asked her for a picture, she wrapped her arm around me, and she squeezed me tight and pulled me in just like a mama bear would. And I knew at that very moment I was meant for this. And I was in the exact right place, and that this company just truly loves us and wants us all to succeed. So all the things that the ladies said, and 100 times that. Just super excited, and just can't wait for conference, and can't wait for Kyler to come, and I just love to be being a part of all of this.
Aww. So awesome. I know, and you're such a great asset, and you are. You just... You know, it's been fun to watch, and, you know, everybody that, you know, talked tonight, because, you know, all the ladies that you heard tonight have been, you know, such a long part of, you know, the beginning of our journey, and, you know, you've watched us grow just as much as, you know, we've watched all of you grow, which is so impressive and exciting. So, and I know you were going to share, too, a holiday tip, because this is, you know, we've been through some holidays together now, so what's something that you would encourage everybody to do while we're building through for the holidays?
I just, you know, holidays are just like all the other times of the year. I refuse to buy into that we ever have a busy season, a slow season, or anything. I mean, everything to me is the same. We have the same capabilities on a sunny summer day as we do in the dead of winter. We just have to open our mouths and get out there and do what we're supposed to do. But just take advantage of all the holidays. Take advantage of the gatherings. This is a time to touch base with those family members that maybe didn't sign up at the Loyal at the last, you know, time you met them at the baby shower this summer or the wedding or something like that. Just be consistent. You know, keep talking. You know, Val always says, you know, your mouth is your office. If your mouth is closed, you're closed. So, you know, just be excited. Live it. Breathe it. I mean, I know that I totally immerse myself in this business. I take all the products. I put everything on my skin. People can notice. People know that we're a product of the product, and just be excited, because you know what? When I was not having fun and I was being a grump, nobody wanted to be around me, and nobody wanted anything I was drinking. They're like, if you're acting like that and you're drinking that green stuff, I don't want any of that. So, you know, you have to change your whole attitude and just let everybody know, you know, how much fun we're having and stuff. But I just pushed through with a lot of greens through the holidays. It's an affordable way to get somebody as a loyal customer, get the greens. I let them know that it helps them stay healthy through the holidays, all the stress and all the food that's being passed around and stuff, you know, the exhaustion. So I really like to keep people pumped up on greens. And then once we get through the holidays, then we start working on that weight we picked up. So we just kind of segue right into that big season for January.
I love it. Awesome. Well, I hope that everybody tonight got as much as I did, because I literally, 1, 2, 3, 4, I took about another 5 pages of notes tonight, about a page on everybody that spoke. And, you know, hopefully something tonight that they shared spoke with you, and really for you guys all to know, you know, we believe in this. You know, we believe in you guys. And I believe everybody comes into this journey for a reason. And, you know, if you don't know how much this company cares, you know, you just haven't been around us enough. And you will get to be around, you know, Mark and Cindy Pentecost. You will get to be around Pam Souter, you know. So what I would recommend is, I know some of you on the phone that were invited to come that didn't come are kicking yourself going, I should have come. So, you know, don't ever take it lightly. You know, don't ever miss that opportunity, because these opportunities aren't given to everybody. You know, there are people that are 20,000 people deep in these organizations that, you know, they're not going to have the same opportunity that we have. So, you know, don't take that lightly where we are as far as our team and what's happening right now with this business. And, you know, work your butt off to get to these higher levels, because, you know, it's unbelievable the opportunities that we're having right now. You know, we're in the midst of planning for some really fun leadership retreat stuff, you know, next year for Double Diamonds and higher. And even if you're sitting on this phone tonight as an executive or distributor or Ruby or whatever, every single person has the ability to be a Double Diamond by that time next year when it comes around, which is going to be some huge opportunities to, you know, be around people like Pam Souter for some more things and some things for masterminding with Tyler together. You know, so don't miss those chances, you know, because they don't come along that often, and when you do, you got to take the opportunity to do it. So we're so grateful for each and every one of you, you know, this month, with the Ruby bonus still going, with double good bonuses being brought back, the holiday packages, new product coming out on Friday. I mean, you've just got to be over the moon and excited. And if you're not, you got to get a temperature check, and you just got to go, what is it going to take for me to be excited? What is it going to take for you to believe? And figure that out and work through it, because there are people out there that are praying for an opportunity like this. There are people out there wishing they could be part of something as great as we're part of right now. And, you know, we get this shot. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for every single one of us. And the fact that we're just getting started, you know, consider, you know, the last couple of years or first year or 6 months or 3 years, whatever, consider it your warm-up. You know, I was just pulling out a book tonight. I had some girls over tonight. We were doing phone calls and messaging, you know, like our power hours. And I pulled out my book of one of the first trainings that I went to. I know Leanne and Paul can picture it now, but, you know, 20 years ago when I started in this industry. So this has been a 20-year journey, you know, for myself, like many of the others that you hear. So if you're only a year, 2 years, 3 years in, you know, you're brand new still. You know, chalk it up like that was warm-up, and we're going into, like, big-time game time. So we appreciate you all so much, and thank you, all you guys, for sharing tonight. You know, Tina, Carrie, Beth, and Marietta and Lisa, we just appreciate you guys so much. And I know that people got a lot out of just, you know, them being able to hear from you guys and how important that was. So get plugged in somewhere this month. Don't take it lightly. Look at the events calendar. You know, figure out where a One Team, One Mission is close to you. If you're flying, driving distance, you know, we're doing our Diamond Ways up here with Kyler Pentecost on the 21st in South Bend, which I already know is going to be off the chart amazing. You know, don't miss what we've got going on. We've got our holiday party coming up December 11th in South Bend. You're all part of our family. You're welcome to come to anything that we do, anywhere, anytime, to connect in and be with us wherever you are across the country. So we want this for you. And sometimes we want it more for you than you want it for yourself, but it's only because we believe and we know it's possible. So we thank you guys for being on the call. Have an awesome night. Take care. God bless. Don't miss what's coming up, and stay tuned for more exciting stuff. So we appreciate you guys. Have an awesome night. Thanks, everyone.